Well, I know when we talked on Tuesday, you had a little bit of a rough start due to nutrition or hydration issues. How does today compare?
Oh, my goodness. It was like a whole different journey and a whole different bike trip.
In what way?
Oh, I felt strong and good. Worked out some good nutrition on the road yesterday and followed through all day today. Got things figured out, and it was just a delightful day.
Good, good. What are some of the specific nutrition things? That's been a big question from listeners on our end is we know the things not to do, right? What are the things to do, and what are some of the other nutrition needs around you from other riders?
Yeah, Paul, I can tell you, as many different people are here, there are about that many different diets.
Really?
Or indiscriminate eating habits.
Yeah.
You can imagine, you know. So I can only speak to what works for me. And what I found was to have really nutrient-dense foods at regular intervals made all the difference in my strength and alertness.
Mm-hmm.
Just made it a really easy trip that way. We did climbs today. It was a major hill climb today. So it was a real test if I had that strength or not. Over 60 miles, it was one of our shorter days, and it was a breeze, enough so that we had time to stop at a lake and take a little swim.
Oh, a little skinny dipping?
Not quite, but we had socked clothes, and they were dirty and sweaty anyway, so it felt darn good.
I don't know if I can say that on the radio. Well, when you say 60 miles was a breeze, that's quite impressive.
It was. And don't get me wrong. We did, you know, you have to work hard when you're climbing hills. But another thing I will tell you that I have found, and again, I have talked to other cyclists a little bit about this, and I'm going to and probably inquire a little bit more, that it really seems that whatever you train for is absolutely muscle memory, what carries over into your ride. In Stillwater, we have many hills and a variety of inclines that we can practice on and get really strong and learn how to do good shifting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a key in that too. So what I found was that our hills today were just like the training rides that we do with the Red Dirt Divas.
Oh, good.
And so it was very, very comfortable. What was a little more taxing that I really had to work on were we had a few straightaways in river bottoms. Just absolutely beautiful, beautiful countryside.
Mm-hmm.
But you ride a little bit differently, and we don't have that kind of space in Stillwater.
Well, I remember, I think it might have been Keith Reed. I'm not sure, but someone said that there's so much more to free will than just riding your bike.
Right.
And maybe you can talk a little bit about that. I know some of that came across, you know, what you experienced during your nutrition deficit. But what is it about? What is free will about?
Oh, my goodness. It is about the people. It is about taking the, again, it's not a race. I suppose you could probably make it that way if you wanted to have a little competition with yourself, but it is a tour. So the purpose is to go from town to town, it's a delicious sensory experience is what it is. You eat, you know, you taste, you smell, you see, you hear. It's just, it's almost an overload on some days. The weather was a little bit warm today, and we had lots of rain. And so on our way up from Paul's Valley to McLeod today, everywhere in the river bottoms, the flowers were blooming and the mimosas were blooming on the trees at some of the little farmhouses, and you'd ride by and the delicious smell of flowers and the wet earth that had been turned up, and it's just a wonderful thing. And then people are riding a little bit slower for the most part, or you'll ride up with someone next to someone and just chat for a while and ask where they're from or how their day was. And you get to see people, and it's really fun when you come up on someone that is from another country or maybe another state. And it makes me very Oklahoma proud when they tell me how beautiful this state is, and how mostly what really, really warms my heart is they tell me about how wonderful the people are.